Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. The state girls basketball tournaments get underway tomorrow. Class B in Huron, Class A in Spearfish, and Class AA in Brookings. You can catch all the action on the three SDPB TV channels as well as online at sdpb.org. For a preview, we're joined by Mike Henriksen. He's host of Calling All Sports with Mark O and Mike H., as well as the host of Sports Max with Mike Henriksen, and he's calling the girls AA games. And Mike, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Carl, great to talk to you. I always appreciate the time. You know, I can talk other things than sports if you ever need me.
Okay. Also with me here in the studio is SDPB TV Steve Toome. He's providing play-by-play for the B games. And Steve, welcome back to the program as well.
Great to have you here, and hello to Mike Henriksen.
Steve, how are you, my friend?
Doing well. Looking forward to 3 days of basketball.
All right. Well, Mike, we'll start with the double A tournaments. What are the matchups, and what should we be looking for?
Well, I'll tell you what, the double A tournament always provides some surprises every year, and it's also plainly and simply the one where you're going to see the most talent per capita, as it were, as far as, you know, the big-time college players. Not that they don't come from the smaller schools. They do. We all know that. But it just happens to come from the bigger schools more often. And I tell you what, there's a couple of great storylines. Number one, I think, is Washington High School. They have been hanging around that top spot all season long. They have a great array of talent and are always in the hunt, it seems, since Nate Melchow took over to be going for the state title. Can they do it and actually, you know, run the table against a very, very tough field? The other is, from an individual standpoint, Macy Miller from Mitchell. She is another in the long line of basketball players from Mitchell named Miller, and she is going to be talked about as one of the all-time greats in high school girls basketball in South Dakota. She is averaging 30 points per game. She is going to South Dakota State University next year, but she's one of these kids that basically could have picked just about any program in the country to go play basketball for, and she is something special. It will be interesting to see if Mitchell can get her enough help to make a title run or not, but I think the tournament's going to be wide open, and it should be very entertaining.
And Steve, for the Class B games, what are you watching for?
Well, we've got some first-time teams there, Gayville Volin. They've never made it before, and so the fans over in that area are very excited. Unfortunately for them, they're the 8 seed, and they got to go up against a real juggernaut in Sully Buttes, who seems to be there every year, and that's a Sully Buttes team that's really, really loaded. Hanson back in the tournament. They finished third last year. They're the number 2 seed. They're going to take on Lyman. They haven't been there since 1989, and a name familiar to many fans, Cooper Garnos, the head coach for Lyman. Of course, he was one of the great players on their teams back in the 80s for boys basketball. And one of the interesting stories is Sanborn Central Woonsocket. They have a couple of sisters and some cousins all named Selland that represent 4/5 of their starting lineup. So if you hear me during the course of the tournament, me and J.J. Hardigan say, Shelby to Maya, over to Marissa, or over to Morgan, back to Rachel, we're not being disrespectful. It's just because chances are that's a Selland touching the basketball, and Shelby Selland averaging 18.5 points a game, one of the top players in the tournament. So you have two sisters, and they're related via cousins to the two other Sellands on the team, 4 in the starting lineup, and they play pretty much all game.
And then the other game tomorrow, Warner and Lemon in the B?
Yeah, Warner, the defending champions. They come in as a 4 seed. Lemon, they haven't been to the tournament since 1999. They were a Class A team back then. Lemon has not lost to a team in South Dakota. Their only loss came to Beach, North Dakota, a team that's 19-2 up there. So they're a team that hasn't lost to anybody in the state of South Dakota, and they've got a tough assignment as the 5 seed going up against the defending champions. Lemon, a very fast team. Warner has a ton of height, and of course, you know, back-to-back volleyball champions. They've got a player that's going to play college volleyball, another one that's going to be playing basketball at Northern State. They'll have the height. It's that classic height versus speed matchup.
And, Mike, going back to the Class AA games, some of those matchups there, one of them is Sioux Falls, Washington, and Harrisburg.
Yeah, Yeah, and Harrisburg is an interesting story. Actually, it's rather unique. Last year, Craig Maddock and I had the opportunity. We did the Girls A tournament up in Watertown, and the team that won that tournament was Harrisburg. And this year, Harrisburg moved up to Double A, so there's guaranteed to be a new winner in the Class A ranks. But Harrisburg has held up very, very well making that transition. Another team that was at the Class A tournament last year was Spearfish, and Spearfish is back now at the Double A, and this is the first time, I believe, if my memory and research is correct, this is the first time that Spearfish has made back-to-back trips to a state tournament. And actually, you know, as Steve was talking about Cooper Garnes and what a player he was for Lyman back in the 80s, a lot of people will recognize the coach at Spearfish, Eric Lappe, who is, for those of you who are familiar with the movie Hoosiers, if Jimmy Chitwood would have gone on and coached high school girls basketball in Indiana, that's who Eric Lappe is when it comes to South Dakota. He led Harold to a state title back in 1992, almost single-handedly, up at the Barnett Center in Aberdeen, defeating a heavy favorite in Warner. And Eric Lappe has done an outstanding job with that Spearfish program out west, too. So that's another one of those storylines that we just love talking about and love to tell those types of tales.
Anything interesting with the Mitchell, Sioux Falls, Roosevelt, and O'Gorman and Rapid City Stevens matchups, Mike?
You know, Stevens is Donovan DeBoer. Actually, again, the coach. Donovan may be the best educated elementary PE teacher in the state of South Dakota. It's actually Dr. Donovan DeBoer. Donovan has his doctorate in education. He's been a longtime administrator out in Rapid City and other schools as well. But Stevens has had a very successful year. Usually what happens is in the Double A, you've got the ESD schools that battle with each other all year, and then you kind of judge the other schools from Rapid City and Sturgis and Spearfish against the Sioux Falls schools, because up until this year, they were in the same conference. But this year, Rapid City Stevens had a terrific record against Sioux Falls schools, and it will be interesting to see if they can keep that going. And also, O'Gorman quietly won the new Metro Conference, which is the four Sioux Falls schools and Harrisburg, and they went 5-1 in that conference. So they have knocked off some very, very solid teams. Of course, Roosevelt has as storied of a program as anyone in the state of South Dakota, but it's been a while, so they're going to be right in the hunt. Again, they've got a couple of players, too, that are already committed to playing big-time college basketball and college volleyball. So there's just stories all the way around. Sturgis essentially has a couple of players that they rely on heavily, and her name escapes me right now, and I apologize for that. I don't have it in front of me, but they have a 6-foot point guard who basically, once she brings the ball up the floor, she'll make a pass or two, and then she'll go down and post on the low block. So very versatile. I believe my friend Patrick Duffy from the Rapid City Journal refers to those as a Swiss Army knife type of player, somebody that can do everything. So,
Steve, you know her name?
I think it's Callie Peterson, isn't it?
There you go. That's the one. Thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate that. And it's just, I'm really, and again, the Double A, I don't think that the Double A has gone, you know, the way the teams are seeded, I don't think we've seen a Double A tournament finish the way anyone predicted it in a long, long time. You always have a team that gets hot at the right time and makes that run to the title. So I think it'll be very entertaining.
Yeah, Steve?
Well, a potential matchup, if the favorites win in that bottom half of the bracket, you'll have Mitchell against O'Gorman, and Mitchell's only loss this year came at the hands of O'Gorman. So if the seeds play out there on that first day, that could be a very intriguing matchup. But I, too, think this is wide open. Don't sleep on Rapid City Stevens or on Roosevelt. Yep. They're more than capable of knocking off the higher seed.
Likewise.
We've only got a little less than 2 minutes here. I don't know if we can, who wants to quickly summarize what's happening in Class A. I know neither of you are doing the play-by-play on that, but Mike, quickly, what top game there in Class A?
Well, I think that tournament is St. Thomas More's to lose. I plainly and simply, that appears to be the biggest clear-cut favorite, but there are some very solid teams. winner is in the tournament, and some teams from the eastern part of the state that have beat the devil out of each other during the course of the year, I think. But St. Thomas More is probably the favorite. The good news is, no matter what happens in that tournament, everybody wakes up in spearfish every morning, and that's never a bad thing.
Yeah, agreed Steve, on that yeah. one. Agreed on that one. I went to Black Hills State, so I love spearfish, and Gary Elmbolt's going to be calling the games out there. I agree. St. Thomas More, they had all the first place votes in the sports writers poll in the last one that came out. I think they are the clear cut favorite.